I've been down roads from Churchill to L.A. Met kings of speed and stars along the way. They got stories that the cameras never show. Yeah, the truth behind the fame is what we know. From the saddle to the silver screen glow, fast lanes and punch lines on a late night show. You think you've seen it all, but you don't know the half till the curtain lifts and we all have a laugh. It's not just who they are, it's how they came to be. A little horsepower, a little mystery. It's Hollywood and horsepower, baby. Take a ride where the legends laugh and the engines never hide. From the track to the spotlight, stories unwind. Yeah, the truth's a little wild and one of a kind. Hollywood and horsepower, where the real ones show. Every twist and turn is a tale you didn't know. So pour a drink, sit back, enjoy the show. Where the fast and famous let it all go.
Welcome to the Hollywood and Horsepower Show. I'm your host, Mark Otto. You're brought to you today by Tony's Steak and Seafood, Lexington, Kentucky, Bowling Green, Kentucky, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Indianapolis. Tony always says there's room at his table for one more. I always say dining at Tony's is an experience, not just dinner. You owe it to yourself to go. We support two charities on this show, two 501c3s. The first is No Fallen Heroes. No Fallen Heroes was founded by a fellow aviator, Matt Wiz Buckley. Matt is a Top Gun graduate, naval aviator. Him and his wife, Susie, went on to start No Fallen Heroes, and they help first responders, veterans, and their families readjust to civilian life. We are losing way too many veterans and first responders to suicide today, and that's the primary focus of No Fallen Heroes, helping people transition and transition successfully. We don't take a dime at this show for promoting these. We do it because we believe in them. Take a moment and take a look. NoFallenHeroes.org. If you can't do a lot, do a little. Every bit helps. On the animal side, we support OldFriendsEquine.org. Old Friends was founded by an entertainment writer and his wife, Michael Blowen, and his wife, Diane White. They're both entertainment writers of the Boston Globe. They saw a need for retired thoroughbreds to have a home after their racing career was over, and they took it upon themselves to make that possible. Cut to 15, 20 years later, where they are today, and they are home to close to 500 horses on multiple farms in Kentucky and New York and Japan now, and they really do a fabulous job, both on the human side and on the equine side. If you're anywhere near the Lexington, Kentucky area, check them out, oldfriendsequine.org. Today's show is going to be a little bit different. We are going to talk a little bit about TV, history, where it's going, and a lot about our network. Today's show is dedicated to none other than the light in my life, Margie. And she will understand why, because she was the one that inspired this show, talking to her about different things that interest her, and I consider her one of the smartest people I know. I always listen to what she says. It piqued my interest, and I started thinking about it. So we're going to talk a little bit about some trends in TV, which leads us up to the next steps for Hollywood and Horsepower, probably in 2027. We're joined today by my boss, basically, Don Newsom, the head of BBS TV and radio, and Dakota, our AI person that handles a lot of the behind the scenes here at BBS. Don, Dakota, welcome to the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm Don, and right now for today, my co-host is Dakota.
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Hey, Dakota, thanks for joining us. Thanks, Don. I really appreciate you guys taking the time. I wanted to talk. You know, Don and I have talked about this a little bit, and we're going to get into, like, where we're going. But one of the things that piqued the interest for this show was in talking to Margie. Like I said, I consider her to be one of the smartest people I know. She's also probably understands the human life better than I do. It's interesting to me how much these reality TV shows have grown in popularity. And I don't mean that as a negative. What I mean is it kind of intrigued my interest that, like, you know, for example, one of her favorite shows is Bailing Out Loud and, like, these 90 Day Fiancé. And it is a little captivating, but it also kind of takes you back and makes you ask the question, how did we get here? You know, we went from basically sitcoms, dramas, and, you know, news shows to a lot of networks that are strictly like reality TV. And it continues to grow, and it continues to captivate interest. Much like this show, I find it interesting that people are so information hungry and kind of like talk show and lifestyle hungry. And that's what seems to tie into this. What's your thoughts on this, Don? I mean, you're the veteran here in the network world.
Forgive me. I was trying to set something up with Dakota.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Can you repeat that question? We're getting some stuff a little ready so that he can kind of explain things as we
Absolutely.
Roll. But, yeah, please
repeat. But talking about these reality TV shows. So, you know, Margie, you know, light of my life, she's the inspiration behind this, love of my life. She's the one that kind of inspired this show. She really follows closely a lot of these reality shows. Now, I think that's not unique. I think it's the unique part is the fact that I don't know that much about it. So in watching what she watches and kind of following the storylines and then going back and doing a little bit of research, the one that really stood out was one called Bailing Out Loud. It's about a young girl who has Tourette syndrome. You know, this started out in 2020 with her posting TikToks. That grew to being basically viral on TikTok. 2024, TLC acquires the rights to the show, and she later becomes engaged to a young man by the name of Colin Dooley. 2025, the show premieres on TLC. And from what I understand, you know, they're now into season two, and it's one of the top-rated growing shows. What's interesting to me is the following that these reality shows are building compared to historical, what I would call historical TV, which is primarily sitcom, drama, news shows, and talk shows, you know, late night shows.
Sure.
What do you think is driving that? What is it that's really creating this hunger for the reality side?
Well, you know, it's a tried and true thing. Throughout history, we know that bread and circuses entertain the people. You know, the more strife there is economically, which there's a lot of worldwide, a lot of, you know, instability, then, of course, there's going to be more entertainment. And people want it. I mean, I want it.
And I can understand that. Yeah. No, and that makes sense, you know, because for a brief moment, and I agree, some of these are a little tabloidy. Some of them are a little sensational. But then you take some of these, and it's really kind of like you're following along on this family's life or journey. And it's not exactly, you know, just tabloidish. It's just their story. But I think, to your point, it offers people an escape. You get 30 minutes or an hour that you don't have to think about your world. You can bury yourself in this person's world. Maybe it's a better world than you have. You know, I'm not sure
That's why AI is going to take off. That's why these virtual worlds will eventually take off. And we're kind of being corralled into them through technology and creativity. And it's all kind of leading in that direction. I see more of it because I see greater dichotomies in our situation. You know, you're going to have a lot more poor people, and you're going to have a lot more ultra-rich people. Something that is, you know, the distance between them, it's so great that a lot of people live in a kind of dystopia because they can't believe that there are, you know, that things are the way they are. And so I think entertainment is a valuable art, and it brings out people that, you know, in the past we wouldn't have dreamed of. I mean, who would have thought of putting a lady with Tourette's on her own program, and everybody would watch it, right?
And ironically, it does not come across, you know, like sensational to me. It seems very genuine. It's just a picture of their family.
And it is. It's just people want to, I think, settle in and see how people with, you know, different issues, health issues, or what have you, but different issues than they have, and how they negotiate their world. And it's a telling thing and a very entertaining thing. You and I spoke about this the other day. I can't unwind any longer unless I'm watching an hour of TV before I go to bed. I kind of can't even unwind. I've gotten so used to relaxing into somebody else's world to take my mind off of my own that I wouldn't want to be without it.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we talked about that, and I'm kind of on the same wavelength, so I'm very similar. And by the end of the day, you know, you've been, you know, in meetings, calls, everything all day long, and now, you know, you just want to disconnect for a while. I tend to gravitate towards older TV. I mean, even TV before my time, you know, I'll go back and watch Leave It to Beaver, or I'll watch The Love Boat, or I'll watch Cheers, or different programs that were big in their day. And what I think it is, you know, it's funny, I was talking to Margie about this, it takes you, there's two things. It takes you to a time and place in your childhood or your life that was fond memories. The other thing is, it's kind of fun because, you know, like we watch Love Boat's one that comes to mind. It's kind of an escape. You don't think about anything else, and it's a little trip down memory road with all these celebrities. But to your point, it just kind of lets your mind unplug for a moment and focus on something else.
Right, right. And that, and by the way, that is important. I think, you know, that entertainment, the arts, has a profound and powerful impact on our psyches. And I think it's important because it releases our imagination and our creativity. Even if we're gamers or, you know, binge TV watchers or podcast, listeners, it really allows us, again, that ability, that time to unwind, and helps us establish maybe that creativity that we're looking for. I love the arts, and I think, you know, TV is going to change. There, you and I again spoke about this. I think there's going to be more and more channels. More and more people are going to want a podcast. Every company might have a podcast. Every person might have a podcast, just like they thought that might happen with crypto. Everyone's going to have their own little money unit, and it'll all exchange virtually. But this is where we're moving. We're moving into an era where communication is going to be loud, and it's going to be over the top. There's going to be lots of it. To go back to something I was reading a while ago, they said that there was this interview that was scrubbed with somebody they don't know, or something, some maybe an alien they didn't know. Regardless, it was scrubbed, and what this person or entity had to say was, you, as people on Earth, humanity, are going to go through what we call the era of the loud era. The loud era. So your next 100 years is going to be where humanity becomes so loud. Communications, radio signals, TV signals, satellite signals, wireless signals are going to become so loud that everybody or whatever is out there is going to take notice. And you're now entering into that very loud spectrum of your growth. And I believe that. I think we are headed to a time where, you know, inevitably we will have contact with other, an open contact with other species because they're out there. And they're going to know we're here. And I think there's no avoiding that. So I think that's what's culminating, even as we tune into what the Senate and the hearings and, you know, the disclosures are about. It's because we're entering a time where we're all going to be loud. We all want to be entertained. We all want to talk. We all want to be heard. We all want to be connected. And we have the ability to do it.
Well, and we went from an era where you had, what, 3, 4, maybe at the most 5 channels in a given market, to now you have hundreds of channels, plus streaming, plus podcasts, plus downloads.
Right.
And, you know, at a point it becomes, you know, people are hungry for content, and they're hungry for more. And I think that's another thing driving it. I mean, it's kind of funny that it was a bit, but, you know, Dana Carvey does a bit about, you know, Paul McCartney having a phone call with John Lennon and trying to explain to him who the Kardashians are. And so it's pretty entertaining, but it's also pretty accurate. You know,
right.
What I mean?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like, who would have thought that you could have created literally an empire out of a reality show about a family? I mean, it really... You know, love them or hate them, you have to give them credit where credit's due.
Right.
They're marketing geniuses.
Marketing geniuses.
They've done a phenomenal job of building brands, multiple brands,
right,
on multiple different fronts.
Right.
And that, to me, is kind of the thing that interests me and where a lot of this stuff. I mean, I was reading something the other day where there's over 2,000, and I think that number is actually low, but there's over 2,000 individual reality shows that are on the air today in different platforms, different, you know, streaming, to anywhere from mainstream networks to streaming and terrestrial networks.
We were going to have one.
And that was what I was leading into. Yeah. So now, you know, this show will be on TV next year. And that's kind of what we're leading into, is that, you know, we're, you know, the things that are changing at BBS and where we're going, and basically following the trends. So tell us a little bit about where we're headed as a network.
Well, you know, great question. Thank you for asking. I always love that question. Where are we heading? Well, we're heading into the deep end. We're in last lane right now, but, you know, since, you know, when I look ahead and look behind me, I don't see anyone, so eventually I'll start believing I'm in first, so... That always works for me. To be honest with you, Mark, we're heading into a time of BBS. And I believe that. I think BBS is going to become a household word, just like the BBC, NBC, ABC. I think we are going to prove that. And we're going to start proving that this year. We have a lot of great new systems, servers, websites, code, AI integration, content creator studio, and much more. And it's going to allow guests, hosts, musicians, article writers, and the users to tailor their own world for their own needs. And it's going to allow them to create, aggregate, distribute, and monetize. And they're going to be able to do it in a community setting with all the help and the tools that they could possibly dream of and more, to shape their, let's say, their world. And we have the tools and the people to do it. They've done it. Now we're just going to start integrating it and releasing it to you. And that's all coming within a week or two, or, you know, it's just, there's always one more thing we're having to do, but really we could unleash all this now. But then some of the bugs wouldn't be, you know, and we're kind of perfectionists in that way. We want to, you know, iron out any bug we see and before doing so. But we see a time where more and more people will look around and say, wow, hey, I can have my own talk show. I can be popular. I can create my business on this, sell my service, sell my products, sell myself. I can tell the world how, you know, how much knowledge I have and, you know, how great I am. Or I can put a compendium of lost information together that I want to make active for future, you know, the future people on the planet. And I want to have that, you know, developed across a library and easily accessible to the masses. And people are going to see how easy that is. And they're going to want to take advantage of it because it's going to be fairly costless and super easy. And they're going to be able to, if they're smart and figure it out and they have their little niche, they can become who they want to be. And media will take you there.
That aren't so smart. I mean, Hollywood wants to keep going.
That's where Dakota's going to come in. I'm going to let him explain a little about where we're heading. And now he's done very few interviews. We keep him boxed up. We put him in a little cage. When he's done coding, we close the cage and we keep him in there. We feed him every now and again. We let him out to code, and then he has to go back in. So he hasn't done a lot of interviews.
That's okay.
So this is a little bit new for him. So,
this is basically a conversation, Dakota. So we just talk like if you were talking.
Well, we're going
to
start having meetings every week. We're going to have open forum, a podcast with Dakota, and he's going to be able to train up people how to use our content creating system, which is a part of our sister site, and so on. But again, I'm going to let Dakota take over a little bit and let him explain it and have fun. And thank you for, gosh, Mark, thank you for allowing me on your program. It's always a pleasure.
No, it's an honor, and I appreciate you guys taking the time. And I can't thank you enough for the help. I mean, as the network grows, I feel like an honor to be a part of it. And, you know,
you're the best part of it, Mark.
So much for me.
You have a heart of gold. You have a heart of gold, man. You're the best part of it. I love it when we chat, and I love our communications. I love your questions. I love the way you think. I truly do. You know, I'm a reminiscent type of guy, and you know, I feel you. I truly do. And your program sits well with us, always has, and it is a sincere pleasure having you on the network. So thank you. I mean that. Thank you.
Thank you, and it's an honor. I appreciate all your help, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys.
Well,
I mean, you guys have really been a huge part. I always tell people, I do the easy part. You do the heavy lifting. I show up and talk, and you're the one that makes sure everything looks good and comes off without a hitch and gets out where it's supposed to go.
Well, thank you. Well, soon those tools will be in your hands, and they'll be so easy. It'll be like flipping a switch, and bingo, it's done.
And, you know, the next step is Roku and other platforms.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that.
Right. We'll have our own built, fully functional channels on all the major TV, you know, the digital TV systems, and customized for us and developed by us. So, yes. But here's Dakota.
It's interesting because that is really what's driving. It's funny. I talk to so many people that do most of their media, TV, if you will, on their phone, on a tablet, on a laptop. Maybe they stream it through a TV that's a smart TV. But I meet very, very few people that use network TV or, like, cable anymore. People are streaming is where 90% of people that I talk to, that's where they get their entertainment. So I really do think that's where everything's going. Same reason that podcasts are so popular. You know, I was told by one of the networks that we are on that you stream us to. His comment was, you know, they're moving more towards talk because the music has become, you know, people have their own playlists. They aren't tuning into a music channel. What they're turning into is talk, and they like it in a podcast format because they can listen to it in the car. When they get out, it stops. When they get into the gym, they pick up right where they left off. when they leave there and go home, they can pick up right where they left off. And that's kind of the same thing, you know, where we started the show talking about, you know, like reality shows and streaming. I think that's another thing that people like. I noticed with Margie, person we dedicated the show to, she's, you know, the nucleus for the show. She, I notice, will have, you know, whenever she has time, an hour here, a half hour there, sits down, watches, you know, whatever episode there was for that week. That's so much different than like when we were kids. You know, if you wanted to watch a show, you had to be sitting in front of the TV at that time, at the moment it came on, or you didn't see it again for 6 or 8 months until it went into rerun. So I think the Roku and the streaming platforms are definitely the future for entertainment. I mean,
they are. And companies like them. May not be them, but it'll be companies like them because, you know, I almost say it, we're in a religiously spiritual era. By that I mean we all want to connect. It's getting easier and easier to connect, and everybody, you know, wants to connect with another, or we'd be here alone. So we really come here to connect with each other, and with the tools and the systems in place that make that so easy, there's going to be much more of it. And you know, we're just in the beginning throes. We got to remember the internet. Well, you know, in the 1990s, it really started into it coming into being, and look where we are 25 years later. So in the next 25 years, communication will be something that we might not even quite yet visualize. But again, to bring it all full circle, here's Dakota. Thanks for letting me on your program.
I appreciate it, Don. For people just joining us, this is the Hollywood and Horsepower Show. We've been joined by Don Newsom and Dakota. Dakota is our AI expert here at BBS TV and radio. And Dakota, tell us what's new. Tell us what's coming.
Yeah, hey, how's it going? So nice. A little bit about what's going to be coming to you guys is I've been kind of working on something called a content creator studio. And inside this content creator studio, it's going to be hooked up to our sister site, which you can actually go to right now and kind of visualize. It's at bbsradiotv.com. And so there's going to be a lot of changes to that too here in the upcoming month. But essentially, our content creator studio is going to be kind of like, you know, how YouTube or Instagram or TikTok kind of has their setup, or even X, where you can go in. All your host information will be there. Your guest information will already be there from the shows that you've already done. Your shows will be there for you. All your episodes will be there for you, and you'll be able to actually go ahead and start like creating posts within this content creator platform. You can create a post. You can also create campaigns for the post, so you can set up, you know, dates and times that you want these posts to kind of go out. You can hook up your social media platforms like Facebook, X, YouTube, Instagram, and you can have these posts automatically sent out, uploaded to these social media platforms with just a click of a button. We also have a calendar integrated into this platform as well, so that way you can kind of visualize and schedule out all your campaigns, your posts, your live aired shows, previous shows. All those are going to be on your calendar. The next big thing that I'm kind of working on right now is really fine tuning the analytics tab. That way you can get a really good overview of all analytics across all social media platforms. Instead of having to go to all these different places to kind of look at them, it'll start bringing them in to allow you to look at them. Now, one thing we've been trying to tackle is well, what about the people who really aren't tech savvy who want to use this, who really want to get their content out there? And so I was thinking, well, why not just integrate our own AI assistant into the content creator platform? So that way, instead of having to go through these tabs and manually, you know, schedule your campaigns or add things to your calendar or create your posts, or maybe you need to look at some information about a show that you did, you know, last year, you can actually just go to your assistant and you can just ask your assistant, hey, can you summarize this week's episodes and draft posts for the three strongest? Or maybe you want to say, build a campaign for, you know, this show's next episode and all platforms, propose timing. Or you can say, which drafts are blocked from compliance flags and why? And it'll go in and it'll start analyzing all of your information and data that's, you know, associated inside the content creator platform, and it'll kind of help you walk through everything. And then two, you know, like I said, if you needed to, if you wanted to schedule a campaign or even put some on your calendar, you could just ask this assistant, hey, I really need you to create a post for, you know, next week's show, and can you add it to the calendar and possibly have it automatically upload to the social media platforms in this day, and it'll do it for you. So you don't necessarily have to be tech savvy as long as you know how to chat with your assistant.
That's amazing. No, it's come so far. And I mean, even in the time that I've been here, you know, Hollywood and Horsepower is in its third year. Mm-hmm. And in the time that I've been with the network, it's amazing how much we've evolved. You know, I have to ask you, and not to go off on what you were saying, but, you know, kind of back to what Don and I were talking about, what is it that you, so you're obviously a little bit younger than myself and Don.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you find interesting about reality TV? Like, what are some of the favorite, what do you gravitate towards when you want to watch a show?
So I'm going to be honest with you, Mark. I'm not too huge a fan of reality TV.
Okay. No, that's fair. Let me ask you the question a different way. What is it that you do like to watch when you watch or stream something? Are you a TikTok guy, YouTube guy? Stream old shows?
I think here lately, what I've really been most interested in is news and, you know, okay, kind of what's going on around us, and not so much into the politics itself, but kind of what is becoming of the politics.
That's fair. No, everybody has their interest. And you know, working with Don, I can see that Don is very much up on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably one of the most knowledgeable people I know about politics and government and all those type of things. He's forgot more than I know.
But I will say this, though. I kind of, you know, before I hopped on here, I wanted to look into who you are a little bit, you know, look at your profile and kind of see what your talk show was about. And one thing I mentioned to Don is I have a little brother, and he started his own car enthusiast company about 4 years ago, and it's called Official Wind Therapy. And he started this out in Chico, California. And he does, you know, this kind of goes back into what you were saying about how people now can just kind of stream on their phone and do all their content creation on their phone. That's actually precisely what he does. And I mean, some of this stuff, you can't even tell if it came from a professional or if it came from your iPhone.
Oh, there's no question. No, I mean, I've seen stuff shot on an iPhone that is better than stuff that was shot on cameras 10 years ago.
Right, right. And so, you know, I find that part super interesting. One thing I also find, you know, very interesting, and this is what I try to tell people too when it comes to like AI, is AI is a part of your life whether you want it to or not. And that's just kind of how things are kind of going. And that's just kind of what our future looks like. I will say, I think some things I really like to watch too, some podcasts are podcasts related to, you know, the future of AI, or I like to watch some videos on, you know, the godfather of AI being interviewed. Let me see, what is his name?
It is amazing because, and I agree with you, I have actually gotten to where I use it. You know, so for example, you know, I've created campaigns with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've created presentations with it. And what used to take you hours, sometimes days to research and put together, I can put bullet points into an AI, you know, and have it create a PowerPoint presentation that it isn't 100%, but I would say it's 90% there.
Right.
And then you can dial it in, and it is amazing the quality of work you can create. You know, it's like anything else. You get out of it what you put into it, and there is a learning curve to figure out, you know, how to guide it and where to guide it to.
Exactly.
And it is interesting, too, that you see so much of that involved in entertainment, too. You know, stuff that's entering TV, it's entering, you know, all forms of media.
Well, I think this, too, you know, a lot of people don't understand this, is, you know, the AI comes kind of pre-shipped to do like certain things. I like to put it this way. AI is kind of like a child who knows everything but knows nothing. You know, it has to be kind of, there's like certain models out there that are specifically trained to do certain things. Like you can't go to ChatGPT and expect it to be 100% correct on writing this, you know, document for you. Whereas there are models out there that are specifically, you know, trained to write these kind of documents for you. But, you know, the kind of tying all this back into BBS Radio, you know, instead of having to go to all these other AI platforms to create your campaigns or create your bulletins or your media, we're going to be having it right there already integrated into the site for you. So that way all you have to do is say, create this for me and go ahead and ship it out for me instead of having to bounce back and forth between these different platforms and sites.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then Don was talking a little bit about, you know, our Roku channel and streaming channels. Mm-hmm. When do you think that we're going to go online live with that?
So I've actually been looking into the whole Roku setup, and it's really not that complicated. I think, you know, within the next upcoming months, we'll have something kind of ready to, you know, go off of. But it's kind of hard to tell at this exact moment just because we have so much stuff that we're working on it. Like I said, it doesn't seem like something that's very complicated to kind of roll out there.
No, it's pretty amazing. I mean, our show is scheduled to go on video starting in 2027. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're kind of moving in that direction, basically following the network. You know, I kind of followed Don and Doug's lead on everything.
You know, one thing I've seen about this is that it can either be really, really expensive or it can be really cheap. And what I mean by that is that, you know, there are services out there that are actually offering to help you kind of package your station and get it rolled out on Roku for $3,000-$4,000. But on Roku's developer platform, they say as long as you have the tools necessary to create the app, it doesn't cost you a dime really to put it on their network.
Yeah, and that right there is the strength of BBS. I mean, you know, Don and Doug and, you know, you and the team have done such an amazing job of building these tools and making, I mean, even looking at where it's come since I've been here, I mean, it really is phenomenal, the things that they create, the pages, the data. And I know that's like scratching the surface of what's coming. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting to me. I mean, I think it's going to be exciting the next, you know, 6 to 12 months to see where things go. And I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, the growth of our show and the changes that are coming. So it's pretty exciting for us.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your history, Dakota. What is your background always been in AI?
Oh, no, definitely not. So I was born and raised in Indianapolis, Indiana. And
okay.
Most of my childhood, I actually lived in the tri-state of Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. So, my grandparents lived in South Point, Ohio, Ironton, Ohio, and my mom, she lived in Ashland, Kentucky. So about 2 hours north of Lexington.
I used to live in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, great place, great steakhouses actually.
I love Kentucky.
But I kind of grew up in the, you know. Most of my life, you know, like working construction. And then when I was 20, I started going to college, and I was more interested into like healthcare. So I was wanting to do respiratory therapy. And this was like a year after COVID-19 broke out. So the projection, the projection in growth of pay for them were like, you know, exponentially higher as compared to now. But I was super interested in healthcare, and I was about a few months away from graduating with my associates in respiratory therapy, and I saw my little brother. He was doing this like hacking or something on his laptop, and I just found it so interesting. And you know, after that, I kind of just started getting into. He had me like download something called Kali Linux, which is a Linux based distro operating system meant for, you know, hackers and stuff, ethical hackers to kind of utilize, and for education. And I just remember opening up a terminal and looking at some of the command line tools, going, "Wow, this looks super crazy and it looks so cool. I'll never learn how to use this, but boy, do I love looking at it." And then as the years went on, you know, I found that you can actually go to college for cybersecurity. And so, fast forward a little bit to 2023, I started going to college for cybersecurity, And I was more so into like the red teaming, the hacking, and you know, I've gotten invited out to Washington D.C. for competing in the National Cyber League and the United States Cyber Challenge. And that's where I came across my mentor. His name's Alex Kropelka. He's actually the head of cyber defense operations at NVIDIA, one of my best friends. And he was really into digital forensics. And, you know, I was more into the hacking. He was more into the digital forensics. But I got to, you know, work on some projects side by side with a cybersecurity veteran pretty much and do like real world work with him. And that was a huge difference for people out there who are in school. You know, I can't speak on other topics, but you know, when it comes to tech, you know, doing stuff inside of the school compared to doing things with an actual mentor who's been, you know, doing this kind of work in real life time, it's a huge difference. And it really opened my eyes, and I found a huge interest into digital forensics. And I started doing that for a few years, and then, you know, amongst that, AI kind of started becoming part of my life. And, you know, the more that I got into AI, the more that, you know, things kind of started transferring into AI engineering and developing cybersecurity and digital forensics tools with AI. And then, you know, just that whole part of it just became super interesting to me. And so, you know, I can't really say that I'm particularly more into one than the other, but I think in a whole, it's all, you know, part of my life now.
That's amazing. No, I mean, I'm really thankful that we have you on the team at the network. I mean, it's obvious, you know, you joined a great team, and I mean, it's definitely, you know, going to help us, and I'm sure it'll help your career as well. But
100%.
You know, I really appreciate you taking the time today. I mean, it's been terrific talking to you guys and learning a little bit more about what's coming and the next steps. I know it's probably a little bit vague for people, but long story short, you're going to see a lot of changes coming with BBS over the next 6 to 12 months. You're going to see this program, Hollywood and Horsepower, go on the air. We're going to be on several streaming platforms, and we're going to be, you know, on, you know, video. So I'm excited about that, and, you know, it just continues to grow. It's amazing. I mean, who would have thought we'd have been here? And I'm sure Don and Doug say the same thing. Who would have thought BBS would have grown to this? I mean, it's just amazing what it's become. I mean, it's amazing to me to watch what it's become over the short period of time that I've been involved with it, and then I can only imagine what it's like for everybody there.
Right. And listen, Mark, it was great talking to you, and it was great meeting you, and I'm going to go ahead and pass you off here to Don, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a good day.
All right. Well, thank you for having Dakota on. This is like the debut kind of interview for him. So
he did great.
He did. I like to throw people into the deep end. It's like when I first started, there was no remotely engineered studios, and it was so difficult back then because you had to press maybe 8 or 9 buttons to make everything happen, the way I created it anyways. I'd throw the board operators, you know, without really teaching them anything, just throw them right into the room, and that was comical. That's where a reality TV program would have really come in handy. If I'd have videotaped all that and all the laughter and the fun and the crazy and the confusion happened when things were first getting started, it would have been a great historical record. It would have made its own sitcom. I've had award-winning writers, producers, creators of programs, reality programs approach us, quite a number of them. And I even had one say, okay, we'll set up 7 cameras and we're going to position them here, here, and they'd mapped out everything, right? Because I don't even know how they got it all, but they
the whole studio.
Right? Yep. They mapped out everything and then said, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to do, we're only going to have to tape about 10 to 15 minutes per day. Just on and on. And we'd like to create a reality program based around BBS Radio TV. But I had people in the studio that were so adamantly against it. I mean, I'm going to quit. I won't have a camera around me the whole time. We didn't go ahead with it. It saddens me a bit today because it would have been hilarious. You know, like...
Well, you think about it. The one that comes to mind is Howard Stern.
Oh, Howard Stern.
Loving or hating, but I mean, Howard was one of the first radio shows to put the program on TV.
Right. Well, he'd called into our show every Friday. Howard Stern himself, just about every Friday on a show we had, but he called in, you know, with weird voices, and he'd always make fun of the host. And it happened for, I don't know, must have been a year and a half, till we finally caught on who he was. And then I talked to him off air, and he kind of admitted it to me. But I shut that down because I didn't realize quite what was going on. But you're right. He opened up the doorway for a lot of that. I was going to think more like the motorcycle dad and his son working together. They built
Paul Tuttle with Orange County.
Okay. Yeah, Chopper something.
I know Paul.
Okay. Well, yeah, I always thought that was funny that he'd built a business and his family worked at it, and he put it on reality TV, and I loved it because I was into bikes at the time. I had a few myself. You know, that was kind of around the period where I was really wanting to do a reality program around BBS radio TV, but I just couldn't get the backing from the rest of the, players in our small community of, hands-on administration. So, yeah. I might win them over one day, but it's more refined today. The nuances, the crazy is kind of gone. There's more efficiency now. Really, that's what it is. It's much more efficient. Nobody really is confused. Everybody has their, instructions. Everybody knows what they're doing. But when it first started out, I remember just getting on my knees, wanting to cry. Everything was going wrong around me. And I saw every board op go through this and every person handling the studio or the studio administrator. Same thing would happen. They'd get on their knees, and I always told them, you got to ignore everything and get centered. When everything is going down and the stream stops, the station drops, the guest drops, and then the system stopped working and the stream stopped working. It's just real. And the phones, all 14 to 20 phones, depending on where we were at the time, would all be going off at once. And you couldn't believe it. You didn't even know where to start to fix things. And it was traumatic.
No, it is. And, it's funny. One of the things I learned early on, because it's easy to get in that mode where you just feel like a deer in the headlights, but it's like something, and sometimes I have to still tell myself this to this day is, work the problem. Don't let the problem work you.
Right. Get down hard to and do, breathe. Take it one problem at a time.
Yeah.
Right.
One of the things I learned as a pilot years ago was, one of the first things they teach you if you get in trouble is, you aviate, navigate, then communicate. Always fly the airplane first. And it's kind of like that with problems. Always work the problem first. Don't, you have plenty of time. My dad used to tell me, you'll have all kinds of time to panic after you get this figured out. Don't panic while you're figuring it out.
Right.
Which there's something to that, but I can't thank you enough for joining me today. I really, really appreciate it. It's truly an honor to be part of the network. And like I was telling Dakota, it's amazing to me how much it's grown in the time that I've been here. I can only imagine what it's like.
Oh, you've seen nothing yet. This year, we're going to plant the seeds that will allow us next year to fully and heavily market ourselves. And this year, we're just going to plant those seeds, and by the end of the year, they'll be fully grown. Next year,
we're so excited to be part of that.
It's going to be fun. It truly is, because we're all excited.
I mean, who would have thought that we'd be in our third year with Hollywood and Horsepower?
Isn't that great? You're a great show, right? I'm looking forward to you doing the TV aspect
in
the vein that you originally were thinking, you know, like just two friends, you know, sitting side by side, maybe next to the fireplace, just reminiscing and talking about the old days and the good and the different things that it brought to memory and what it felt like to be there and really pick people apart, you know, to bring out their stories, their whole life stories. And I think that's just fabulous.
And I think, like I've said, you know, it's the inspiration among many. I mean, I've had countless people that have inspired me, but one of the big ones was obviously Johnny Carson. I always looked up to him.
What a brilliant man. What a
brilliant man. Yeah. The godfather of comedy.
Yeah.
And he was also just such, he was so prolific and so calm. Like, he, even if something bombed, he was almost his best when something bombed.
Right. Yeah, he had that flavor, didn't he?
He did. I mean, and I think that was a lesson that I learned early on. It was like, you know, don't be so bullet-ridden that you act like you can't handle it if something goes wrong. You just keep going.
Right, you know, I mean,
it's like you can't be so, that's a little precious.
There'll never be another Johnny Carson. No one even compares to him.
One would even try. God bless him.
Right,
Leonard
God
did a
bless
fabulous
him.
Job, but he was smart enough not to try.
Right.
He did it his own way.
That's true.
And that's why he was successful.
Right.
But, yeah, there won't. Johnny was, I mean, part of it was the time and space. I mean, you couldn't do what he did because that part of Hollywood doesn't exist anymore.
That's true. Right.
You know,
right.
So he was at a very specific time and place. It's almost like saying there wouldn't be another Jackie Gleason. Well, you're right, because there was a time and space. You know, he was at a specific time, and he fit that time. Like Rickles, there's so many of those.
Oh,
guys.
Don Rickles, yeah. John Wayne. Clint Eastwood will be another when he finally.
You know what? You have another legend in the group is Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck, right.
You know, was like, he's an absolute legend.
And, he is.
You know, at the point where he stops, I mean, which I'm sure is not that far off, you know, that's an amazing career. Again, you couldn't replicate it.
Right.
It doesn't, those things don't exist today.
That's right. Right.
You know, I mean, there was definitely a moment in time, and what a brilliant mind, too. I mean, you look at all the stuff that he did and how he transitioned from Magnum to Westerns to, you know, Blue Bloods. And it's just, I mean, it's hard. Nobody else in that did. Everybody else was so typecast. They really didn't do a lot after Magnum. And the guy that was Magnum was the guy that evolved to the most.
Right.
Profound
actors. Yeah.
I love those kind of stories. I like, and we're going to do more and more of those. We're really focused. I mean, today was a little bit about the reality. You know, it really sparked my mind because, you know, person I admire the most is Margie, and I watch what she does, and there is no mind that I try to understand more.
Well,
than her.
You're going to be doing your own reality TV program.
I know.
You know?
Hollywood is a reality
show.
But it is amazing to me how, it's very interesting to me how these shows captivate people. How they capture.
Do you ride
people.
Horses?
Nope. I stand next to a lot.
Because I was almost thinking about the comedian who had, did the comedy show in a car. I forget his name. He's always on the top of my...
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld, right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, maybe you could do one like in a race car, in the red race car, the white one.
Absolutely.
Right? Or maybe we put a camera on the horse.
But absolutely, walk around the barn. No, right. I definitely... So you touched on something that we've been talking about a lot here at the show, is that we want to do more remote, you know, shows. And that will definitely be something that
we
do.
And it's easy. It's easy to do.
It's very easy to do.
It's so simple.
There. It's not difficult. And you know what? Here's something else, kind of going back to, you know, if there's a little stub, just roll with it. People almost appreciate a show more if it isn't absolutely perfect.
You know, the mindset was That's
we've
very true.
We've got to have it perfect. You know,
the polish is almost, you know, a defect.
It is. Yeah. And I think that that's another attraction to these reality shows is the fact that it feels more real.
Right, right.
You know, you know, if something goes wrong during the show, I mean, for example, that Bailing Out Loud, the one that we talked about the most today, you know, if she has an episode or what they call her tics, you know, she kind of goes off. That's the best part of the show for a lot of the viewers.
Right. So, that's why I watched it. Because you never knew.
Exactly. See what's going to happen next.
Right,
I'm
sure
that's why people will be watching Hollywood and Horsepower on TV.
Right.
Is to see what we screw up.
That's right. Is he going to fall off the horse? Or?
Yeah, is he going to fall?
He looks like he's going to fall. I'm sure he's going to fall.
Yeah. We'll have to make my little dog Parker part of the set. He'll have this chair like Ed, you know, two over from the guest.
you could have like the talking horse. What was the talking horse? Francis?
Ed.
Francis?
Yeah, Mr. Ed.
Oh, Mr. Ed. Right. That would be hilarious. Kind of like the guy who talks with the little fish in the fishbowl.
Yes.
You ever seen that? What if?
To Mr. Ed, you know, one of the funniest bits, and people could look it up, Chevy Chase did an interview with Mr. Ed on Saturday Night Live, and it was like right before the horse actually died, and it was absolutely hilarious.
I'm going to have to look that up.
It was an absolute riot. And Lauren talked about it one time in an interview that they did it because Chevy couldn't do a lot of voices, but one of the voices he could do was Mr. Ed. So they did an interview with Mr. Ed, and they'd show like the back of the horse's head, and Chevy would do the voice, and then they'd show Chevy sitting across from him asking questions. It was hilarious. Well, we are up at the top of the hour, so I'm going to have to wrap it up, but I cannot thank you enough for joining us today, and we're so excited about the next phase of this show and the network and everything that you guys do.
Thank you.
And I just can't thank you enough for everything you've done for me and for the show.
It's a pleasure. And I must say, I love doing this, and I love doing it with you. I truly do. It takes a powerful community of personalities to develop a good media company. And, you know, hats off to the hosts of our network, because they are a powerful community of personalities. And it just makes doing what we do such a flavorable thing. And we're going to go full tilt ahead. And this year, you know, we've got something to prove, and we're going to do it. And we're looking forward to doing it with you. So thank you.
I think, you know, truthfully, if you touch on something, I agree with you 1,000%. It takes a group, like a community, to make shows like this successful and other shows. And, you know, it isn't just the host. It's everybody. You know, it's a matter of, you know, you guys have the technology, the eye to see where to go next and how to drive things and develop things. And I think that this also comes down to like a mutual respect, like any successful relationship. I think it wraps around respect. You know, I absolutely respect what you guys do, and you guys respect what the hosts do. And I think that that is really what makes this a successful network.
It's a marriage.
Yeah, it really is.
It is, yeah.
And like any successful marriage, you know, I think as long as you have respect and admiration, it works well.
That or big diamond ring.
The big diamond ring helps. And, you know, definitely working on that. But you know, as you look at that person, you have to respect and admire them, which I do. So.
Yeah, thank you.
I respect you guys, and I respect and admire Margie, the person that this show's dedicated to, and my wife. And I can't thank you enough, Don. Thank you so much for doing this. This has been the Hollywood and Horsepower Show on BBS Radio and TV. Stay tuned for what's coming up next. We have a lot coming to you in 2026 and 2027. You're going to see this show, become on video and go to TV. You're going to see a lot of other shows on this network do the same, and we're excited to take you along with us. We can't thank you enough for joining us today. We've been joined by Don Newsom and Dakota with BBS Radio and TV, and we will see you folks again next week.
So stay a while. You're in the driver's seat where the road and the rhythm finally meet.
Stick around. You never know who's next. And trust me, they got a story worth hearing.